are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. This one. I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're in number two of the Triple Dipper for the day. Election law matters, and it does. Election law actually matters. And I've got some stuff that we'll share later on after I finish this next guest call about things that are happening in Pennsylvania and why we should care. Because, you know, you saw things like Pennsylvania affecting the 2020 elections nationally. How about that? But in Alabama, like I said earlier, I really feel like we've done a pretty good job of wiring it tight. And you can expect that at the end of the election day, you're going to get the results back. You're going to know what Alabama voters said. And it's going to be clean and crisp, and it's going to be pretty secure. It's going to be, you know, solidly, respectably, and capably put together. All that to say, the chief election officer for the state of Alabama is our Secretary of State, Wes Allen. Wes Allen served as a probate judge down in Pike Road area for a good bit of time, and then he served in the state house, and now he serves as our Alabama Secretary of State. And yesterday, he just came out and pretty much said, hey, Democrats, by the way, in Alabama, we follow the law. I'll let him tell you more about it. Mr. Secretary, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Senator. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Hope you're well.
Absolutely. I'm doing good. I actually saw your press release pop up on Twitter while I was on the air yesterday, and within 6 minutes of it coming live, I was texting you saying, do you want to come on? Because I'm pretty sure this is going to be a topic.
Yeah. It's been quite the 24 hours. We've had a few media requests. So, no, it's, you know, listen, we were getting ready and getting prepared for the November election. As you can imagine, it's going to be a big one. It always is with presidential elections. And so our team was preparing, and we noticed that the Democratic National Convention is going to be happening in August 19th to the 22nd. Well, we were looking at our administrative calendar, you know, all of the dates that we have to legally meet, you know, per law. And so we were noticing that their convention falls after the deadline to submit their certificate of their nominees for president and vice president. And so we got to talk, and I said, well, let's send them a letter and tell them that, you know, they've got to have that paperwork, that certification into us by the deadline, you know, what the law says, black and white. And, you know, Senator, you know me well enough that when I took the oath of office in January of 2023, right out here on the state capitol steps, that, you know, I took an oath to uphold the laws of this state and our Constitution, and I take that oath very seriously. And so we sent the letter to remind them to, you know, have it into us. And, you know, we have not heard anything back from them officially, or I haven't at least. I guess we're kind of talking through the media, but just wanted them to know that we do have statutory deadlines.
Yeah.
And that we do have to meet them. And it doesn't matter if it's DNC, RNC, no labels. You know who it is. It's a deadline for all parties, and all parties are expected to meet that deadline.
Well, and I guess it's fair to point out, and you kind of said it, but this is not something you put on your calendar. This was a creation of legislative act. I mean, there's actually a statute passed by the legislature that sets the time frames you have to work in, correct?
Correct. And this is a decades-old code section. 17-14-31, to be specific. And yeah, it's one of those things that's in black and white. You can read it. And in 2020, I will give some backstory to this. In 2020, both conventions were going to be held after the deadline. So the legislature did a fix, a one-time fix, to move the deadline to where they could, both conventions could comply. And so they did that, but it was only a one time. It does not apply to 24. We go back to the old code, the current code. And that's what we're running under now. And that's what we expressed in the letter to the DNC. And if it would have been RNC, DNC, it didn't matter to me. Senator, you know me, I'll send a letter to whoever, but we thought it was important enough to let them know what they were facing.
Well, and, you know, I've been on social media duking it out with some trolls who, What amazes me is there are people in the left side of the aisle who absolutely forget that secretaries of state in other places have chosen not to follow state law and simply try to take Trump off the ballot because they just think they can, and they're being overturned by the Supreme Court. But you, on the other hand, gave 5 months warning to the DNC while the legislature is still in session. So if they need to act, they can. And yet you're being called the guy who's trying to take Biden off the ballot.
Imagine that. We had one email today ask us what type of lead paint I was drinking. So you get all kinds, man. You get all kinds. But we're going to follow the law, and we're going to uphold the law in this office. And it's just one of those things. It's black and white, and we can explain it, but just some folks just aren't hearing it. And that's what we're going to do here in this office.
Well, listen, I got to ask because, like you said, the 2020. Both parties needed something fixed, and there was an opportunity for them to put in a provisional certification from the party, and I think the Democrats did that, if I'm not mistaken. But that being said, you said the legislature passed a one-time fix back in 2020. Apparently, the Democrats didn't learn their lesson because they still set their calendar for after the deadline. But that being said, is there been any discussion about the state legislature here in Alabama doing another fix? And for that matter, I would think that somebody like Anthony Daniels or somebody else who's a Democrat could bring the bill if he had to. Am I right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think any legislator over there, they probably need to be getting their ducks in a row. And I'm sure that, I mean, there are conversations going on to broach the subject and get it fixed. So I'm sure they're going to be taking a look at it. We're still marching along over here doing the things that we got to do, and whatever the legislature passed, that's what we'll adhere to.
And by the way, what would the legislature have to pass? Is it a resolution or is it an actual act?
An amendment to 17-14-31.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking about the days.
Okay.
Right now it's at 82 days. Prior to the general election. And of course, there's some things in there too that we got to adhere to federally, like the UACAVA voters, the uniform overseas military voters.
Oh, yeah.
There's some federal law in there too that we got to make sure we pay attention to, because you got to have so many days to get them the ballots, get them back, and have them printed and mailed. And, anytime you're mailing ballots overseas and all that sort of thing, it takes a while. So something to consider. We're taking a look at that.
And let me ask you, too, did I see correctly that we're not the only state? Ohio, I think, is doing something the same, that their dates don't line up with the DNC's conference committee?
Correct. Yeah, Ohio, my counterpart up there, Frank LaRose, had sent a letter last week. Their deadline is actually a week before, if I read that correctly, if I saw that correctly, but their deadline is a week before ours. And you mentioned it a second ago, Senator, about a provisional certification. I saw that quote from the Democratic Party about these states that have provisional certification. And I don't know how we got lumped in with that, because there may have been some other states that do, but we do not have any kind of provisional certification exception in our law. I mean, I don't know where that's coming from. I'd like to set the record straight. I mean, ours is pretty much black and white. August 15th, 82 days before, got to have it. And but no provisional certification. They're going to have to change. They're going to have to, write the bill, pass the bill, and amend the law. And I don't know if they're going to do a one-time fix. I don't know, what they're thinking, but I'm sure we'll hear something pretty soon.
Well, so I guess the reality is something's going to happen. I mean, I think you and I sitting here talking believe that, all right, something's going to happen. It's going to get fixed.
Sure.
We're not going to and it's not like he's going to win Alabama anyway, but still, I look at it and think something's going to happen. But you're telling me, though, that unless the legislature takes action, that technically Biden could be off the ballot.
Unless the party gets the paperwork, the correct certification in to us by August the 15th, You won't have ballot access. No.
That is something else. You know what, though? And I look at it and think, this is classic, because they've been so focused on, you know, non-important issues. They didn't pay attention to one of the most important things, which is you actually have to be on the ballot to win. And here they are scheduling their and by the way, I wonder why, what was the thinking of putting your conference so close to the actual election date? Because they're literally less than 3 months from the election before they even have the DNC's national convention.
Well, I can't speak, don't know for sure, but you know, there's a lot of states that have a voting season, remember?
Yeah.
30, that's true. 40 days out. And I guess they may want to get it as close to that as possible. I don't know. I mean, my job is to uphold the law, not run their party. And so that's what we're doing here.
Well, you're doing a fine job of it, Mr. Secretary. We appreciate you making time today. And I suspect that we're going to have some more liberal heads exploding before it's all over. But I bet the ballots are going to be complete when the time comes.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward. And obviously, we're getting ready for the runoff, you know, too. That's what we were talking about, too, in our planning sessions. The runoff in 28 of 67 counties on next week. April 16th.
So, oh, that's right. Go to the polls.
That's right. It's important.
All right. Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen.
Yes,
we appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate it.
Take care. He's a good dude. He really is. And does a good job at being Secretary of State. He takes it very seriously. And listen, here's the bottom line, y'all. The Democrats are freaking out right now. You can look at my social media and tell. The Democrats are freaking out right now. Oh, my gosh, they're trying to keep Biden off the ballot. They're trying to help Trump. No, they're just trying to obey the law. What a novel concept. But, you know, from the left that does things that skirts the law all the time, what we're hearing is the kind of panic that comes from realizing they're going to be held to account. They're actually going to be held to a standard. They actually should have planned differently. Like, oh, I don't know, stop thinking about it's all about us and realize you got to conform with the states that have the right to pass the laws at the local level to set the calendar by which you have to abide. It's amazing. And it's actually poor planning. And these are the people that want to run the country. Good Lord. All right. Take us to a break, Big Rig. We'll do it right now. We'll come right back and more of this. And then don't forget, coming up top of the hour, the Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.